In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe. Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Gorgeous Kitchen. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
So, we've got something really simple and a touch autumnal and something we can do really, really fast. So this can be lunch, supper, Saturday lunch.
Breakfast for me.
Yeah, breakfast for you.
I like a savoury dish
but
in the morning.
That's because you got jet lag and you slept in.
True. So it is lunchtime.
So it's called walnut and sage brown butter gnocchi.
Lovely.
Yeah, really
I love
nice.
Gnocchi.
It's vegan. It says V, so that's I think that's vegetarian. Yeah.
If you use vegetarian parmesan, then it's vegan. Yeah. Oh, no, it's butter, so it's vegetarian.
Hands-on time, 15 minutes. Total time, 15 minutes, which we like again. And could you read out the ingredients, darling?
I certainly can. 150 grams of gnocchi, 1 tablespoon salted butter, 6 to 8 sage leaves, 2 tablespoons of walnut pieces, 1 tablespoon grated vegetarian parmesan, mixed salad leaves to serve.
Gosh, that's... I mean, I can nearly guess what to do, can't
yeah,
you?
Exactly.
Now, do you know anything about gnocchi? I bet you do, because you're quite cultured, aren't you?
Well, it's made out of potatoes, like leftover mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Is your ideal method.
Okay, so I've got Wikipedia here.
Ooh.
Yes, and its main ingredients, potatoes or semolina or wheat flour or breadcrumbs.
Oh,
sometimes
wow.
Egg and cheese.
Oh, wow, that I did not know.
So it really is leftovers, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Like many Italian dishes, gnocchi have considerable variations in recipes and names across different regions. For example, in Lombardy and Tuscany, malfatti, which is the name there, literally means poorly made. So it must mean literally the leftovers.
Mal, bad, fatty, to make.
Yeah,
yes.
Oh, very good. Lucky you're a linguist. They're made from ricotta, this is in this area, ricotta, flour and spinach. Oh, I love spinach gnocchi.
Let's move to Tuscany.
Yeah. As well as an addition of various other herbs if required. Similar, Tuscan gnudi, which distinctly uses less flour, and Campania in Sardinian multiflori. So gnocchi are common, cooked in a boiling water and dressed with a walnut sauce.
Yum.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing. And today we're using gnocchi by Sainsbury's.
Excellent.
Yeah, of course, because this is a Sainsbury's podcast. Sainsbury's magazine, sorry, I should say. I looked on the back just to see what was in it, and it is semolina, actually.
Semolina and potato.
Yeah.
And flour.
Exactly,
They've
got it all, yeah. So they say on the great results, cook on the hob from chilled, bring a large saucepan of water to boil and add the gnocchi. But look, let's see what the recipe says. Oh, it says something pretty similar.
You'll never guess.
Yeah.
Bring a pan of boiling water to a simmer with a pinch of salt. Lower in the gnocchi and cook for 3 minutes or until they float to the surface. Strain and leave to drain in a colander while you make the sauce. I think we can manage that.
I think we can start now.
The Gorgeous Kitchen on RadioGorgeous.com.
So, in the gorgeous kitchen, I've got the water and it's just about to boil. What do we do next? Do we get the sage out and the
yes,
walnuts?
Well, I'll tell you what I love about this recipe.
Yeah.
How many steps? 3! And one is almost, you're on top of number one.
Yeah.
Number two, heat the butter in a frying pan and cook on a medium heat until foaming and lightly golden. Add the sage and walnuts and cook for 3 minutes until the sage is starting to crisp. And the nuts are toasted.
Mm.
Remove from the pan, leaving the butter behind.
Oh, so do you think sage, do we chop? It doesn't say chop the sage. It doesn't say chop the walnuts.
And I would keep the sage in whole pieces. However, the walnuts
Well, just because it kind of gives, it looks pretty and it gives out the flavour. And so you don't, if I'm making a buttery sage Italian dish, I don't chop it.
No, because the sage, it's so strongly flavored. Mm. It imparts its flavor to the butter.
Mm. Mm.
But I am going for the, in the interest of fairness, I am going to chop the walnuts.
And also, you are not happy unless you're chopping
exactly.
nuts.
Exactly. So got to chop some nuts.
Yeah, get those nuts
Time to
out.
Chop
yeah.
the nuts.
And how many nuts do we have?
Just two tablespoons.
Yeah, it's gone very traditional. We're using tablespoons. Yeah. I'll just get a tablespoon for you, darling. Now, I think you can probably guess what two tablespoons are.
Some of them are whole. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking we'll chop it up.
Very good. And then it's also two tablespoons of butter. So I'm just about to get that out of the frying pan and do it. Okay?
Excellent.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Oh, my God, the knock is floating. What do we do? I'll get a slotted spoon. Here's my slotted spoon. And
you don't want to do a colander?
No. Because I had a friend that lived in Italy, Mo, and she always said when they rise to the top, then you just do it like this, yeah. God, that cooked quickly, didn't it? Mm. The butter's bubbling. God, it looks so good. It really is foaming. Okay, I'm going to add the sage and the walnuts.
You have to wait till it's a little golden brown.
Oh, really?
Hold
okay.
your horses.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, now I would do it.
Okay, all right. So I'm putting the sage in and the walnuts. There's nothing like butter. I've got really back into butter recently. Have you?
Have you been off it?
Oh, yeah, for years. I just used olive oil for everything. And now I'm just, you know, I didn't have butter on my bread for years as well. But I just went to Normandy and I brought back some Normandy butter and it's got salt crystals in it. But what's amazing is I saw it in Sainsbury's yesterday. So if anyone wants to go and buy some fabulous butter, I think it's about £2, look out for it. It's Normandy butter with salt crystals. Oh, my God. It's so good on a kind of sourdough. Last night we had sort of sourdough baguettes.
Oh, yum.
And it was so good. Oh, my gosh, it's browning. Yeah.
Yes, it's lovely. Needs another couple of minutes and then we're good.
Yes, yes. Do we spoon it out? Did it say that?
Add the drained gnocchi to the pan and toss with the butter until the gnocchi starts to turn golden and crisp. Season well. Okay, yes, but we do take the, we remove the nuts and the sage.
Yeah.
Then we put the gnocchi in and brown
that. I'm turning it up a little bit because I turned it down. Because to get those sage leaves browning, we've got to turn it up, don't you think? Yeah. Marvellous.
Lovely.
Marvellous. So it's September now. Have you had a good summer?
Lovely summer. Yeah. Really nice.
So you're jet lagged because you just had 3 weeks in the States.
3 weeks. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah. Too long? Or?
No. Just I wanted to come home when I came home.
Yeah. Oh, you missed the eclipse, though.
I did. I left the day before. Yeah. So dumb.
Would you have seen it where you were?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, you saw it on the telly.
come on.
No, I do think it is. I do think eclipses are exciting, actually.
They are exciting. Mm. But I missed it, so,
So you're in the air, probably.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm just a little bitter.
You could have seen it out of an aeroplane. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
But I don't know would you see it then, if you're above the
cloud?
Of course you would.
Yeah, of course you would.
Anyway.
So you had a fabulous summer?
Yeah, Cape Cod.
Did you have your lobster? Did you eat the lobster?
Oh, my God, I ate lobster every day. I'm officially a sick of lobster, shrimp, seafood of any kind.
Wow.
But no, it was so delicious. Mm. So yum. Mm. Little
neck
clams.
That's with butter, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's with butter.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of steamed, raw, etc. No, it was delicious. Mm. Really, really good. Mm. I went to the Edward Gorey Museum. Do you know Edward Gorey?
No.
Oh, he was an American. He always struck me as very English. I think he was a bit of an Anglophile.
Yeah. Well, I suppose he's from the East Coast as
Yeah, and his drawings are very reminiscent of Aubrey Beardsley.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So pen and ink.
Pen and ink and very wry comments
and
on
quite
things.
Kind of cartoony but fashiony.
Yes.
And,
yeah, they're
so high
really
society.
Lovely. Yeah.
Sort of.
But
yeah.
somebody we went to
So
his...
the Cole Porter of sort of the pen.
But yeah, and it really, really... Yeah, he used to wear these big raccoon coats. And
do you think he was gay?
Yeah, I think a little. Like a lot. But we went to his house in Cape Cod. It was fantastic. Yeah, it was a rainy day, so it was just perfect.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Tell me the most outrageous thing in his house.
What was the raccoon coat?
You had your eye on it, didn't you,
exactly. Damn it.
Full length. I love a man in a full length.
Well,
coat.
He was like over 6 foot, so it's huge.
Wow.
And he had his car was like a tiny yellow bug.
Oh,
so this giant man folded into this, and giant coat folded into a tiny car.
Oh,
but yeah, no,
really
it was
good.
Lovely.
So yeah, so I went to Puglia as usual, but then afterwards we went on a road trip to Brittany.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to France.
So did you drive up from...
We went Poole-Cherbourg, and I'd never been to Brittany before. I've been to Normandy many times, but Brittany's very long, and it literally is called Brittany. I know this sounds very obvious, but there were immigrants there that were British. And they arrived there in the kind of, I think, 12th century. So they really do see, they don't like France. They like Britain.
Oh, right.
And when de Gaulle asked everyone to kind of go and fight over in England in the Second World War, I mean, most people didn't go, but we went to this island called the Isle de Sen, and all 120 men from the island went over to England to fight. Because they think they're a bit English.
Wow. Yeah. So it's like the Channel Islands being English but thinking they're French.
Yes. And it's the only place in France where they don't, where there's no wine grown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all.
Because it's English.
Yeah. So it's all cider and beer. Oh, so we started off by drinking wine and we thought, hang on, we're doing the wrong thing. And it's all moule and frit.
Yeah.
And also they're Celtic. So beautiful Celtic stones everywhere, standing stones. It's the oldest place in Europe. It goes back like 50,000 years. There's a place called Karnak. We didn't get there, but we're going to go next time because we really liked it.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of me adding the gnocchi back to the pan.
But no, the weather was not good, and I don't think it's ever very good there. Because it is...
England.
We went to the most westerly point in Europe. So imagine that's, you know, so the weather was very like Ireland, you know, drizzly
very
and
windy
foggy. But, God, look at that. So it literally has browned and it's a foaming, brown, bubbling mixture. This is so exciting. And our walnuts have browned and our sage has crisped. And this is absolutely, what a fabulous lunch at 11:45.
Should we put this in a bigger bowl?
Yeah, we can, yeah. I've got a bigger bowl down here, darling. Shall we have, I've got an Italian bowl down here.
I think so.
Down the bottom, yeah, there we are.
Oh,
yeah, I think I got that in Tuscany, actually. So that's perfect, because gnocchi. And will in Italian please contact us and tell us how to pronounce it.
Tell us
what to do with it. Because they don't eat gnocchi in Puglia, no.
Is that, really?
No, yeah. No, never seen it on the menu, ever, no. Because you know they're so regional there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they eat risotto. Yeah, which again is
they only
northern.
Do it under duress.
Well, they only do a seafood one. Oh. Yeah, because seafood's what they're famous for. But they'd never do a walnut one. You know, the risotto I've always wanted to try, lemon risotto, unwaxed lemons and loads of parmesan and cream. Oh my god, I'm going to try that.
I make there's a pasta with asparagus and a lot of lemon zest that I do. That's because it's very fresh and green.
But this is the opposite. We're going now for rich September flavours, aren't we?
And it looks beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's really been professional now. She's tossing it like a pancake. She's showing off.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
When are we going to eat it, Donna?
Turn it up a little bit so they get a little crispy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does it say this? Does it say add it to the pan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
excellent.
Supposed to be seasoning it well.
Okay.
Season away, my darling.
Okay, I will add... I'll get the French salt I bought over here. Yeah.
This is the best part of...
Fleur de sel de Gironde.
This is the best part of our summer. I brought back... Okay, my one fabulous souvenir from Cape Cod was a cast iron crab, red crab, holding a little shallow dish above in his claw. It's my new soap dish.
Oh, fabulous.
Fabulous. Excellent.
Is that going to be in the kitchen?
It's already in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Soap.
Wow. So your bathroom's all very neutral tones, apart from this quite outrageous orange crab. I suppose it will always remind you of your lovely, lovely journey. I'm just going to add a little bit more salt, because my children and husband really complain that I don't put enough salt in. But
well,
I try and be healthy.
I sit in here and I figure, you can add it later.
Yeah.
I think we're good to go. What do you think?
Yeah, it's bubbling away, girl.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to toss it over
the
greens.
Yeah, toss it over greens, because it says serve of a light salad, which we've got. And then we're going
put
to
our
add
walnuts over there.
I think you're going to have to do it because it's quite hard to do it one hand because I'm holding the mic.
I think this is going to be a winner.
It really is. This is just the most. Oh, the aromas.
Mm.
The aroma. I'm now just going to nick
your fingers out of there.
Mm. Mm. And now she's remembered the vegetarian parmesan. Clever girl. See, I would have forgotten that. I'd be so greedy. I'd be eating it immediately. Forgetting about the parmesan. Oh, this is lovely. Oh, she's worried about there's a tiny lump. Because I'm afraid this is already grated parmesan. I know
exactly.
This is
makes
lazy.
Life easy. I know, but yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes needs must when the devil drives.
Yeah.
And we're all back from just back from on holidays and we need ease. And that's why this dish is perfect. Because it really is. I think this would be such a lovely supper dish, to be honest.
Yeah.
It really is.
Or a good starter, if
you want to put on lots of weight.
No, but just like a little bit.
A tiny bit, yeah.
Or soup is a starter and this is the main. That'd be nice.
Yes. Fabulous. Yeah, because a man might say the usual thing, where's the meat, you know. Or a woman, you know.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, we shouldn't be sexist.
Don't be sexist.
No.
Right.
Okay, let's take it into the garden and dine à deux.
Excellent. Al fresco.
Radio Gorgeous. Listen anywhere, anytime.
So we've served it up. It looks a little bit like little new potatoes, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And my God, we're in the garden. It's still gorgeous and warm because it's an Indian summer. And I'm going to taste this divine burnt. I think the word, I like the idea of burnt because it brings, it makes it more savoury. You've had the first taste. Tell us what you think, Donna.
Delicious. It's not as heavy as you would think. You would think it would be heavier. There's butter and potatoes. But we put quite a substantial amount of salad. Delicious. And the saltiness of the parmesan, lovely. Absolutely beautiful.
I'm about to have sage from your garden. Yeah, sage from my garden. I'm just going to eat one of the crispy sages whole, just to see what it's like. You know, some people might be frightened by putting a whole herb into a dish. But actually, it's the flavour's been infused into the butter and now it just tastes like a crispy piece of, you know, like a bit like crispy seaweed or something.
And you know how people have kale chips now?
Yeah.
A friend of mine, her husband's family's from Rome.
Mm.
What they do is they just saute sage leaves and you have that, you know, like with your aperitivo.
In butter?
Butter or olive oil.
Well, I think that could be a new thing. We're going to, next time I meet you for drinks, I'm going to do...
we'll bring our own little baggie of...
I'm going to do sage leaf crisps.
Excellent.
Well, I really recommend this dish, don't you, Donna?
I do. It's easy, it's delicious, it's beautiful.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous Kitchen.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more info, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk and you'll find these recipes in the September edition of Sainsbury's Magazine.
Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner. Dine with wine of choice. If romance
the Gorgeous Kitchen on RadioGorgeous.com.